Muslims from around the world are gathering in Mecca today to make the Hajj, a pilgrimage every Muslim is expected to make once in his life. Last year, around 7,000 Americans made the journey, and this year there will be even more. Islam is one of the fastest-growing religions in the United States, but many young American Muslims are redefining what the faith means. NPR's Amy Walters spent a few days with Asma Hassan, a law student at New York University and author of American Muslims, The New Generation. She has this report.
The cover of American Muslim shows Asma Hassan smiling, dressed in a parka and holding a snowboard.
I like to call myself a Muslim feminist cowgirl because I think that phrase reflects who I am. I'm a Muslim, I'm a feminist, and I'm a self-reliant cowgirl from Colorado.
Hassan's parents emigrated from Pakistan in 1971, and Asma was raised in Pueblo, Colorado, where there were few Muslims. As she's gotten older, she's discovered more Americans who share Islam, as she reads from this passage in her book.
This past summer, when I was living in Beverly Hills, I saw Busta Rhymes, my favorite living rapper. I yelled out to him, "Hey, Busta!" He said hi nonchalantly and headed towards his gargantuan SUV with his entourage of about three other men. Not satisfied with this brief exchange, I yelled out at Busta one more time, "Assalamu alaikum." Recognizing the Islamic greeting, Busta popped his head back out from around the SUV and said in all sincerity the Islamic response, "Wa alaikum assalam." In fact, two of his posse also said "Wa alaikum assalam." This was very exciting for me. When I was little, there were no Muslim rock stars that I knew of.
As inspiring as that encounter was, Asma believes many Americans feel wary of Muslims. As a teenager during the Gulf War, she was often quizzed about her patriotism. 10 years later, Asma is now in law school in New York, and she says many people still see Muslims as foreign and dangerous. One of her law school colleagues, Sadia Aleem, says people often look at her like she's personally related to terrorists.
You know, I'm all about changing the world, but you don't see me with a sword in my hand. I'm studying law. Whatever.
That's right. Yeah, and to some people, that's like a really outlandish idea, that if you said there's a Muslim who wants to change the world, they would not think she was going to law school. They'd be like, right. Oh, she must be like plotting a terrorist bombing or something.
I have all those Uzis in my like kitchen.
But you shouldn't joke about it. You'll get picked up. I mean,
in New York, Asma's found a Muslim community her own age. And within that, a community of young American culture. The culture of Doritos, shopping malls, club hopping, and hopes of a penthouse on Park Avenue. Together, this group observes the holy month of Ramadan by breaking the daily fast at iftar parties and talking about the latest episode of Friends and the most recent Supreme Court case. This group avoids going to the local mosque because the rules the religious leaders try to impose, like no shorts and no MTV, go against their lifestyle. Awaz Sufi wishes Islamic institutions were more aware of the American culture he's grown up in.
The sad thing it really is, unfortunately, is that because we are of the younger generation and because we haven't had the wherewithal, the time, the power in terms of numbers to develop institutions like mosques that are geared more toward our concerns and our needs and our desires, we end up having to gather in these sort of underground elements. It's a sad, sad fact.
Although Asma's generation is more American than the last, they haven't dropped all of the older generation's traditions yet. For example, both Asma's cousin and her sister had arranged marriages, not unlike her parents many years ago in Pakistan.
There's this big mystique associated with arranged marriage. If I ever want to, bring the house down, I can say, you know, my parents had an arranged marriage, and people are like, they had an arranged marriage, you know, like I'm sure they imagine that, like, my dad bought my mom or something for, like, 200 cattle.
Asma says arranged marriage is primarily a South Asian cultural tradition. But for her generation, it also addresses the problem of finding a suitable Muslim mate. For the most part, however, Asma says America forces a kind of purity on the way Islam is practiced.
When I come here to an American mosque, I can't say to another Muslim who's maybe from Egypt, you have to practice the way I practice Islam. Because he'll say to me, well, I think you should practice the Egyptian way. And another Muslim from Indonesia will say, you know, I want you to practice the Indonesian way. The only thing we can agree on is the Quran. So we're letting all these things fall away, drop away, that really have nothing to do with Islam. All that cultural baggage is going. And we're really returning to the Quran and returning to Islam.
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم
Out of the five pillars of Islam, I've got three down, and I'm working on the other two. The first pillar is belief in one God and that Muhammad is his messenger. And that's the basic major one. So as long as you've got that one down, you know, you're still considered a Muslim. The other two that I practice regularly are the required fast during Ramadan and giving a portion of my income to charity. I'm still working on two other pillars. I've yet to master praying five times a day, and I can barely find time to pray once. The fifth and final pillar is the pilgrimage to Mecca, the Hajj. There are Muslims from all over the world. There are Muslims from Arab countries, from African countries, from Asian countries, from America. And I'm here in America right now, and there are already here Muslims from all over the world. So I feel like right now I'm on my own little American Hajj. I'm on a small version of the pilgrimage, and it's all in preparation for the real thing.
To today, around 2 million Muslims are embarking on the Hajj, the pilgrimage of a lifetime in Mecca, Saudi Arabia. For NPR News, I'm Amy Walters in New York.